As China tackles its Omicron spread, a temperature check on the health of its economy shows mixed results. Fourth quarter GDP rose by 4% from a year ago, according to China's National Bureau of Statistics. That's stronger than the government's own target, but nearly a full percentage point slower than the previous quarter. The Chinese economy grew by 8.1% in 2021 with the help of steady industrial output as the world continued to buy China's goods.
Industrial production experienced sustained development, and high-tech manufacturing and equipment manufacturing experienced fast growth.
But momentum is waning, and its economy lost steam in the second half of the year, triggered by a slowdown in the real estate sector and regulatory clampdowns, authorities restricting the amount of money property developers could borrow after the fallout from the debt-hit Evergrande crisis. Authorities will also need to address the effects of an aging population and the lowest birth rates since 1949, just 7.5 births to every 1,000 people. That's despite relaxing family planning measures like the one-child policy. Young Chinese couples are increasingly choosing not to have babies because of higher living costs.
Other challenges on the horizon for China include supply chain problems and uncertainties surrounding the pandemic. The Omicron variant has spread to a number of its cities, prompting lockdowns and ramped up restrictions.
At least one case has been detected in Beijing, which is gearing up to host the Winter Olympics in less than 3 weeks. Restrictions are being stepped up to contain the spread ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday.
Honestly, I'm worried that the Winter Olympics will bring in more cases. When people come from other countries, we do not know how the situation will go.
I'm not worried. I think the government has been doing well.
Chinese officials are warning people in high-risk areas, including Beijing, to avoid travelling during the festive period. Brit Klenit, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.